This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you don't have a job, it's tough to pay rent. So it stands to reason with all those job losses that there's a whole lot of rents not being paid. A week into May, at least 20% of renters have yet to make any payment for the month. That's from a group that represents big landlords, it should be said. And a whole lot more people, that group says, didn't pay the full amount. But the numbers are actually a lot better than people had been guessing. For now. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that one.
Forget this month's rent. Jonah Montoya is still trying to come up with $825 for last month.
I am like nickel and diming everything.
Montoya is 24 and shares an apartment in Astoria, Queens. He's been furloughed from his job as a barista since March. He got his $1,200 stimulus money and his first $600 pandemic unemployment check. But he also has to pay for utilities, food, and other essentials.
Kind of feels like you're on your own and you just have to like figure it out how to survive and how to like stay sane at the same time and like stay motivated.
Given situations like that, landlords are surprised how many people have paid their rent this month. Doug Bibby is president of the National Multifamily Housing Council. He says the 80% of households that paid on time is down only 1.5 percentage points from this time last year. The group represents owners of professionally managed apartments, which skew toward more affluent tenants. And Bibby says many landlords have reduced rent or worked out payment plans. But he also expects things to get worse.
With this number of unemployed and with the economy at a standstill right now, I just can't see this trend continuing.
A recent Marketplace Edison research poll found that 62% of renters are worried about being able to pay. And Seamus Roller with the National Housing Law Project says paying the rent leaves less for everything else.
It means that you're spending less on food, scrimping on medical bills and things like that.
And while most communities have some kind of moratorium on evictions, protections vary widely, and some of them are already being lifted. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.